The riches are in the niches. And in this podcast, I'm going to be getting into the two ways by which you can identify how to find your money-making niche. Okay, you have an internal path, you have an external path, or an inner path and an outer path. And once you have a bird's eye view on these two paths, you'll probably be able to hit your bullseye or the spot which you need to be positioning yourself in order to attract a lot of wealth, a lot of money into your life. Okay, so in this podcast, I hope you have your notepads, pens and papers ready, because I'm going to get into the seven ways that you can discover through your inner path, and there are two ways on how you can discover your niche based on your outer path. So let's get straight in. This is going to be a power-packed podcast. Let's get started. You know, if you want to make money online, it all comes down to solving people's problems. And most people in this world, if you look at the three major areas where they want a solution to their problem, are this. People want to make more money. That's the first problem. They want a better financial situation. The second problem that people have is health problem. So if you're able to solve a health problem, then there's a lot of money to be made over there. And the third is relationships. A lot of people are struggling with relationships. They're struggling to find a mate. They're struggling to, you know, have a better relationship with their partners. So health, wealth, and relationships are the top three niches where you can make a lot of money. Now, these are the macro niches. Macro is like on the super top level. And under these top three macro niches, you can have many micro niches. Now, having said that, you may be confused. How do I really find my niche? How do I really zero down to that particular niche which I feel good about? Because at the end of the day, it is not just about picking a niche purely based on how much money you can make. You also need to be passionate in it. You also need to have a drive towards taking that forward. So in this podcast, I'm going to be getting into the two different paths. There's an inner path to finding your niche. There's an outer path to finding your niche. So first, let's get into the inner path. And there are seven ways you can zero down on your niche based on the inner path. So the first way under the inner path is your passion. What are you really, really passionate about? I know there was a person who was really passionate about making potato guns. Okay, this is in the US, and he's one of the case studies in Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels testimonials. And this guy ends up making over $100,000 selling a course on how to make potato guns, because he's been making potato guns from when he was, you know, in childhood days. So this is it was a passion project, which he was able to convert that into a monetary value by creating a course around the passion area, which is how to make potato guns. So now in your case, you may have different passion topics, or you may be having that one passion area, which is which you really love. So the first way is, if you are able to identify what is your true passion area, that could be your niche. The second way in the inner path is, what is your natural talent? What is that inborn talent which you have in you, which others are able to notice in you from the time that you were born till today? Okay, so each person may have different kinds of talent. Some people may be talented in music, some people may be talented in mathematics, some people may be talented in any particular area which comes naturally and easily to them. Now that could also be your core topic area. The third inner path is purpose. Some of you may know your purpose on this earth. And I know many people who are in the spiritual space, who are into self-discovery mode, once they have found their purpose, they realize that that is what they want to do for the rest of their life. Now, that could also be a niche. That could also be your core topic. Maybe your purpose is to, transform the education system. Maybe your purpose in life is to help people get connected to God. Maybe your purpose in life is to eradicate poverty. Now, based on this purpose, that could become your niche, and you can create a whole bunch of, you know, products and services around your purpose, which is more mission oriented. The fourth way of finding your niche based on your inner path are your experiences in life. And let's say, for example, you had an experience, maybe in your childhood days, you really never did well in your school, and it was a grueling experience for you to sit in boring classrooms. And because of that experience, you want to make that as your topic now, and you want to help people get educated in a much better way than how you got educated. So this is also another way to find your niche based on your life experiences, mostly an experience of struggle or an experience where you went through something where you don't want the next generation to go through the same. Now that could also be an inner path or a calling for you. The fifth way to find your niche based on the inner path are skills. Now, you might have gained some new skills. Like for example, in my case, I've gained a lot of new skills in the digital space just in the last 3 to 4 years. And I've taken all those skills and I've packaged that into different courses. So I have a Facebook traffic course, I have a webinar selling course. I've done over 300 webinars in the last 3 years. And in some of my webinars, I've been able to encash even up to $7,000-$8,000 within 90 minutes. Now that is a new skill that I've developed. And based on that skill, I've created a course called Webinar Selling Formula. So you could also take an existing skill that you would have mastered over the last few years or a few months, and you have a success formula around it, you can take that skill and make that into your niche. Okay, so that is the fifth way on how you can find your niche based on your inner path. The sixth way to find your niche based on your inner path is your message to the world. And not many people may have this, but if you know very, very clearly that this is your message to the world, that could become your topic. And it is, like I said, it's not something that's very clear for everyone. But some of you may have it. You may have it. In my case, my single core message to the world is to make the world a better place, you know, is to promote the golden age. And how do I promote the golden age? By creating leaders, by creating digital leaders and digital teachers who can inspire people with the knowledge that they have. So this is my message to the world. And luckily, I've been able to narrow down on my niche where I'm actually now helping people create their own courses, create their own products so that they can take their knowledge, package it well, and, you know, promote it to the world and inspire a lot of people in that journey and make money from it. Okay, so that is the sixth way on finding your core topic. Number seven is, what do you really want to become? Some of you may have this deep core, you know, reason to become something. Let's say you want to become the next big influencer in your niche. And in order to become that influencer, you need to work on yourself. And that can become the topic on how to become an influencer. So while you are going to be teaching people on how to become an influencer, in the process of you teaching others doing it, you're going to be becoming one yourself, which is what a principle which I got from one of my mentors. He talks about the golden triangle of success, which is to learn, do, and teach simultaneously. So if you want to become something, you learn more about that. But as you're learning about that, you're also sharing that information. And in the process, by you learning and sharing that information and implementing that information, you'll become that. So the seventh inner path is to decide on something on which you want to become, or think in your mind on what you want to become and make that your niche. So now that you've understood that when it comes to your inner path, these are the seven different ways: identifying your passion area, identifying your natural talent, identifying your purpose, identifying through your experiences in life, identifying based on what skills, new skills that you've acquired, identifying based on what could be your one message to the world and what you really want to become. So based on these seven different factors, you'll be able to find your niche. But you also need to check and see from the outer path. The outer path is very, very important. It is more like a validation to see whether your inner path is in resonance with the outside world. So when it comes to the outer path of identifying your niche, there are two segments over here. The first point is, what do people really want? What do people really want? How are you going to solve the problem? And this is where I spoke about the three niches. People want to lose weight, people want to make more money, and people want better relationships in their life. And if you are able to solve this, and if it is in resonance or in alignment with your inner path, you're heading in the right direction. You've got something going over there. And then the second way to identify whether the outer path is going to work or not for you is whether people are willing to pay for it or not. Whether people are willing to pay you to solve that problem or not. Whether it's an industry or a niche where people are ready to spend their money. So one of my favorite diagrams is the Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I. You can just look it up on Google and search for it, and you'll see like there are four rings, okay? There are four circles, and the point where all these four circles align, you can just imagine in your mind, you have four circles. You have north, south, east, and west, and each of these circles are actually touching each other. And the point where all these four circles meet is that sweet spot. And each of these four circles represents something. Now I'm basically combining the inner and outer paths, okay? So the first thing is, what do you really love to do? The first circle on the top is what do you really love? And the second circle, which is on the west side, just imagine the west circle on the left side. What are you really good at what you love? So the question is, if you love something, are you good at it? Now let's go to the right side, which is the east circle. Does the world really need this? And the south circle is the most important. Can you get paid for it? So when you have all these four aligning, then you have a sweet spot over there. Have you picked a niche where you love what you do, you're really good at it, the world needs it, and you can get paid for it? If all these four align, then there's no doubts that you are in a sweet spot. You are in that niche where you can really make a lot of money and you can create an impact in the world, and you can, you know, things will start moving forward. Because the problem is, when all these four are not aligned, that's when you get stuck. There are many people, they love something, but they're not good at it. The world needs it, they can get paid for it. In some cases, they're really good at something, they love what they're doing, but the world may not need it as much, or they won't be able to get paid for it. There's no market who's willing to pay for that. Okay, so all these four need to align. And one of the reasons I'm in the whole niche of helping people become digital leaders, becoming online coaches, course creators, is because one is I really love this. Two is I'm really good at this because I've mastered this art of helping people take their knowledge and package that into online courses. Yes, the world needs it because we are in the digital age right now, and the e-learning market is going to become a $325 billion industry by the year 2025. Okay, and yes, I can get paid for it, and I'm already getting paid for it. Okay, done over 1.4 crores in business in the last 10 months selling my own courses, and I'm kind of riding this wave. So I want you to just think deeper about these points here. Understand what is your inner path, what is your outer path, and based on whatever I shared today, I want you to sit after this podcast, I want you to sit for 10 to 15 minutes, jot down and go through all the notes that you've just taken till now, and zero down on that area which is falling in the Ikigai four circle, you know, segment over here. Because once you've hit that sweet spot, then the only thing that's going to, what do you say, the only gap between you and your results is taking action. Okay, and if you want to learn how to build this into a money machine, then I would highly recommend that you hop into one of my webinars. Okay, I would like you to go to this website, sidz.co/freedom, sidz.co/freedom, and register and hop into my next webinar. Okay, in this webinar, I'm going to be sharing with you my three secrets on how I've been able to convert from literally nothing to over 1.4 crores selling digital products and digital coaches. And currently, at this point when I'm recording this podcast, I'm mentoring over 5,000 people without having to do any kind of one-to-ones, anything. Everything is automated through systems and through funnels, and it is giving me a lot of free time. And in this particular industry, what I'm talking about here of e-learning, helping people, you know, carry forward their message to the world with the knowledge that they have in the digital space, this is the only industry that I believe in where you can make a lot of money, you can have a lot of free time for yourself, and you can inspire and impact a lot of people simultaneously, leveraging the power of videos, leveraging the power of digital assets. Okay, I'm going to teach you how to build your digital assets to make this into a money machine. So once again, the link is sidz.co/freedom. I would like to meet you live in person. Most of my webinars are live because I like to connect on a human level with every single person that comes into my webinar. And trust me, it'll be an eye-opener for you, especially if you're somebody who wants to narrow down on your topic and who wants to live a lifestyle of freedom. Because my mission is to help 100,000 people create amazing incomes online and have a free life so that they can spend more time with their families, they can travel the world, and they can make those choices in their life without having to think about how much money is in the bank account. Okay, so that is my mission. And if you're able to resonate with my mission, go to sidz.co/freedom, register, and let's meet live. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast on my blog, I would recommend that you share your comments below on what was your key takeaways and key learnings from this podcast. I would love to read your comments. Just scroll down to the bottom and type your comments below. And if there was something that struck a chord in you internally, if there was some point that really stood out, which you never thought that, you know, or which you never experienced before, I would love to read that comment and I would personally reply to your comments. Okay, so Siddharth Rajik here signing off. Keep watching out for more of my future podcasts. Wish you all the very best. God bless. Bye-bye.